Morning.
Morning.
Cliff, this is Mary Lou.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou.
How are you?
God. I'm doing good. I don't know who's supposed to do the call today.
I haven't been on all week. I've been gone out of town.
Oh.
So I don't know anything that's going on.
Ah, I know it. I've been kind of off myself, so I know what you mean. Beautiful day here.
Day is here too. The weather's been great.
Which is good, yeah.
Good morning, Dottie or Mary Lou.
Oh, it's been nice. That's Steve?
Yep. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
Great. Char should be here as far as I know. Before too long.
What's wrong with your wife? I guess I missed that.
She
hurt herself? What,
she broke her leg in two places on August 10th.
Oh, my.
So, but she's doing lots better. The doctor says it's like a 3 to 6 month process.
Yeah. Is she using the body energizer?
Not as much as I would like. Ours is sort of getting...
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know, you can maybe tell her. I mean, I broke my ankle last January. I mean, it was a very bad break. It was basically dislocated from the whole foot. I mean, it was like dangling. And so I have a couple of plates and 8 pins in my ankle. And every single day, 3 times a day, I had my feet on that for at least a half an hour. I'd sit and have my breakfast, you know, and at lunchtime I'd sit and have my lunch, and supper time the same thing, you know. And within 10 days, the bone and everything was all healed.
Well, that's
the
great.
I was amazed.
That's great.
Yeah.
How did you put your feet on it? On the body energizer.
I put my feet on it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks like a scale.
Yeah, I have one.
Oh, you have one.
I just use it when my feet are hurting, you know. But
Steady has arrived.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm telling you,
has arrived.
Depressed, you know, because I'm going for my, I'm in martial arts, and I'm going for my second degree in January, and which would be a year that I broke my ankle. So,
Loretta
has arrived.
I was very happy that I was able to get back into my training, you know. So.
Let me ask you, Donnie, were you taking the osteodance when this happened?
I was, yeah. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, because the way that I fell, I mean, I could have broke my hip, I could have broke my arm. I mean, yeah, I mean, I really did, and I slipped on black ice is what I did.
Oh.
So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, I could have broken a lot more bones, let me tell you. Just breaking my ankle was, and I think it was the way that I fell. I kind of, you know, it was inevitable to break because of the way I fell and my foot, the way it twisted. So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm thankful that that's all it was because it could have been worse. You know, and I think between the osteodance and being in shape and everything, I think helped a lot.
I bet he did.
Yeah. Hi, Loretta. I heard Loretta. Loretta, are you there?
Yep. Hi, Dottie.
Oh. Hey, did you go to Parkview at all?
No, they've already had it?
Well, they're already, they started Monday.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
I've had company from Utah for the last week or so, and I've been kind of tied up, and I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I know it. I have it written on the calendar. I was hoping maybe just to get there a couple of days or so, but...
you're welcome to come up and stay with me and go down and do a couple classes. We're about probably 45 minutes to an hour from there.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, you're more than welcome to come.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to Bill. I know in November there's another one. November 8th.
Really?
There's another one. 8th to the 18th. And then we have
the weather's going to be sketchy.
Has arrived.
You're going to hit ice or snow or...
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm surprised they're doing it that late, you know.
Yeah, this time of year would be a better time to go.
Oh, right. Either that or the spring, you know.
Oh, the spring, yeah.
Well, we're
November
definitely going.
Drive back and forth might be sketchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be a wish, I should say.
I know. Oh, goodness. Have you tried any new recipes or anything, Loretta? Because I know you're pretty creative.
I haven't tried many. No, I haven't. I've had other things going and been going out to eat a lot.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Company and everything, I just didn't want to hassle with it. Just took them out to eat.
Yeah.
That's an easy way out.
Is there any good vegan restaurants in the area?
No.
Yeah.
Somewhere where they have good salads. And don't have much up here.
Yeah. You're in the boonies.
I'll talk to Bill and see about coming up.
I will. I'll mention it to him and see, you know. Because I'm in training right now, so my time is limited as far as when. But I'd like to just go up for a couple of days. You know.
Was there a lot of people on the call?
I don't know. Mary Lou's on, and who else is on the call?
She's muted, probably.
I know, it's been crazy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm on,
Nancy.
No, didn't hear. Well, I know Steve was on it.
Yeah, I'm listening, but I'm on mute.
You're on mute.
Traveling.
Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Weather out in Utah.
What? It's raining.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
I'll just call my friend and tease her. She said, I'm going to leave Maine and go back to beautiful Utah where it's going to be nice.
we haven't had a lot. Well, it's been a rainier year than it has been for a long time. But it's pretty. You know, this is just typical weather for this time of year.
Yeah.
It's about 2 weeks late, it seems like, but the whole year has been late. So
we
had 80s last week, and we're supposed to have 80s again next week, and this week's in the 70s and 60s.
Wow.
So.
They're in the 50s and 60s. But it's clear and the wind's blowing. It's beautiful. Get out there and do some walking this morning. Has anybody tried the new Flex magnets? Mm-hmm. It comes in the little sleep kit. Has anybody bought that?
You mean, no, you know what? But that's what I'm... How is that little kit? Is that pretty cool?
Well, it's only $27, and you get two of the RAM technology in it, and that alone is worth much more than $27. Shah said they have more Gauss than the 2000s.
Oh, wow!
So I use one of those. I bought a kit, and in a little box comes these two separate little discs. And they're like as big as a quarter, and they're about four times thicker than a quarter.
Okay.
They're rubbery, and they're flexible.
They're wow. They're
different from the other ones.
Wow.
I put one or two on my shoulder, and almost immediately the pain went away.
You got to be kidding.
They're powerful little devils. Oh.
Wow.
Or that you get a little sample quilt.
Is it like the samples that we used to get? The size?
Yep.
The quilt one?
Yeah, it is.
A little bit bigger, but about the same, but it has magnets inside. It has the RAM.
It has the technology in it. Oh, wow.
To hold up the light, you can see four of them in it.
Uh-huh.
And then it must be Thermatech also, isn't it, Steve?
What's that?
It's also Thermatech.
Well, it's the far infrared. Uh huh.
Right, far infrared.
Yeah,
far infrared. Yeah, not the. Uh huh. Oh, that's cool.
That particular thing is worth $200 in my opinion.
What?
Mm. I think, to me, that's worth $200 instead of the $27.50.
I know it. I'm going to order three or four of them just so I can get a little disc out of them.
Yeah. Do you know the number? Do you know the number offhand?
I don't. My paperwork's upstairs. But if you just tell them you want the sample
set. Yeah.
Sample mattress, I think. Because they give you a square of the mattress, and it shows you exactly what's in it and what the layers are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good to have, just to show, you know.
Those are
wonderful. My granddaughters just fight over those. They have one left over from the old ones.
Uh-huh.
If they have a stomach ache or anything, they'll grab that quilt, you know.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, I was really surprised that they discontinued those because people used to use them on their shoulder and put them everywhere, you know.
Now you can order that little kit and you can get one, you know, in that. Plus you get two extra discs.
Yeah.
$27,
Hey, it's Betty. And the sample kit, the number for that is 4290. 4290. Correct. 4290. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love calling, but it's so helpful.
Well, I don't know. If you'd like to know some benefits about water, I just pulled up something. Did you know that it regulates body temperature? And it composes about 70% has left the contents. Water also helps carry nutrients and oxygen to cells. It moistens the oxygen for breathing. It helps convert food into energy. It protects and cushions vital organs. It helps body absorb nutrients and makes up 75% of muscle. It cushions the joints and accounts for 22% of bones. It removes waste, and it makes up 83% of blood.
Wow.
I thought that was, the water that we drink, I mean, that's probably why we need to have the water, you know.
Where did you get that, or can you send that out?
You know what, it was a little flyer, picture. I can send the picture, and you can actually print it out, because I did. And, I put it on just to tell people how much water they should be taking in every day. You know, where the heck is that piece? Oh, that's in the car. When you should drink your water and all that. I think I sent that down before. But I'll send this down to who should I send it to?
Send it to Nancy. She usually gets it out for me. She has mine on her.
I'll do that. I'll send that to Nancy, and then that way there she'll send it out. Who wants it?
I want to do a water program by November the 6th, so that would hit me great.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes too. I mean, you know, when people see a visual like that too, you know. Benefits of the water, and you can talk about it, but I think when they see a visual, I think they're more apt to think twice about it, you know.
They are.
Yeah. Is anybody here going to the event, in November?
What's that one?
That's in Vermont.
Really?
They're going to have... Well, you know how they have the product launch. It's basically a product launch. It's called a fall product launch and celebration, and it's in Vermont.
Oh, we have one here.
It's going to be on the 13th in our area, but I think it's 13th, 14th. I think it's going to be the 12th, 13th, and 14th in different areas of the country. But ours is in Montpelier, Vermont. Yeah. And I think they're going to, talk about the what they, you know, what they got in Cancun. You know, with this October, you know, in October, people are going to the Cancun. I think it's this week, isn't it? Or is it next week? Maybe it's next week they're going. I don't know. I don't know. Vance happened to tell me that, you know, that, you know, that about the inner souls, that it might be a pair of inner souls that they're coming out with the new RAM technology in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's supposed to look like a Dr. Scholl, kind of clear blue.
Huh.
So we'll see. Can't promise.
That's a nice little tip. Thank you. I've just been sitting here listening to you guys.
Oh, Nancy, I knew you were there.
Yeah, we can't talk about it now.
That's right. I'll just go back on mute.
I know it. My hair is all dry now. I called in. I figured I'd listen while I dried my hair and got myself ready for the day.
Does anybody get Parade magazine in their Sunday newspaper?
Yeah, we do.
Did you read? And I finally got to it yesterday from September 28th about Drew Carey. Picture of him on the front.
Let's throw it out.
Yeah, I don't watch his.
Has arrived.
This is kind of cool. When I've seen him lately, he really, well, not lately, but he really had puffed up. He got really fat. And there's an article in here, No More Mr. Fat Guy. On the front cover is a picture of him, the incredible shrinking Drew Carey. Secrets behind a comedian's astonishing 77-pound weight loss. And it went through, I didn't realize he was a Marine.
Has arrived.
Pictures from 1962 when he was 4 years old through 2010 when he completed his first 10K. And he's thinking of doing a regular, real marathon. But it goes, one comment, fast forward 20, he decided he had a reality check when he 9 years ago when he had chest pains and had heart disease. They did an angio and put in stents. And that actually motivated him to a healthier lifestyle. And one comment in here, then when his mother got sick and terminal, and he was coming back to hospice in Cleveland, he got depressed and stopped working out and haunted diners. I was miserable, he says. And he went to Vegas and started ordering, he ordered a hamburger for the first time. And when it didn't kill him, he decided, you know, eating one a day wasn't going to kill him, so he went back to his old habits. And then it says, fast forward 2,555 hamburgers. So I guess that was from then to 09, and he went up to 262 pounds, the heaviest he'd ever been, 44-inch pants, and he had developed everything that goes with being overweight, including type 2 diabetes. And what was the trigger, again, was his fiancé's son, who was 5, kept giving him incentives to get serious because, number one, he couldn't keep up with him. He was out of breath and sweating profusely just after a few minutes of playing with him. And, you know, he wasn't happy about that. And he decided called the guy that he had worked out with in 02 and asked him, are you still in the life-saving business? I need help to save my life. And so he put him on a fitness routine initially and customized a nutritional program and behavioral program for him. And there was one thing in here that really, the first 2 weeks they detoxed him, period. His food was restricted to lean protein, lots of veggies, limited fruit, few starches, vitamins and nutritional supplements, and at least, talking about water, at least 64 ounces a day. The austere menu left him wanting to chew my arm off, he says, yet he stuck with it. By week 3, they analyzed his blood again to prepare a chart of cores, the neutral, avoid foods, and the core list. So there are three lists of foods that he either can or cannot eat. He realized that there was a huge variety of choices on his core list, over 230 items. items, including, and this is not vegan, obviously, mahi-mahi, lamb, goat cheese, and rice. Same time, he started working out 6 days a week, starting with 30 minutes a day of light exercise, keeping his heart rate at 126 is what I'm sure they told him to do. But over the next 6 months, he went up to 45 to 60 minutes of daily aerobic on a treadmill or elliptical. And, you know, after the first few weeks, he got inspired because he was seeing a rapid weight loss. And, you know, when you're that heavy, and a man especially, it generally will come off quicker. And he was getting compliments from people. In March, he broke the 250-pound barrier. And, you know, he just kept going and going and looking forward to his morning workouts, which, just because he was stimulated. There's also a picture of him in here in Vegas in 05 with two of his brothers. All three of them were obese. And that's when he decided he was going to try this 10K. He kept dropping weight at the rate of about 3 pounds a week. After 10 weeks, his doctor told him that his diabetes symptoms had reversed. He no longer needed the medication. In June, he went on vacation to Africa, and he carried this 5-year-old kid on his shoulders without breaking a sweat. So, yeah, you know, results when he came back. Oh, when he was over there, he had his first ice cream since January. And this was in, I think, June, they said he went, yeah. Then he followed the core with an entire pepperoni, and then he followed the ice cream cone with an entire pepperoni pizza and a cupcake. The next day, he ate another pizza, leaving him a few pounds heavier and feeling sick. He learned a valuable lesson from his relapse, which he posted above his bathroom mirror. This I love. Eating crappy food is not a reward. It's a punishment. Isn't that amazing to see that?
Who are you talking about, Nancy?
Drew Carey. Drew Carey lost 77 pounds. But I love that comment. Eating crappy food, crappy must be a medical term, is not a reward. It's a punishment. And when you think about it and realize the impact of those words, it really makes sense. It's no problem if you're eating well all the time, but an entire pizza, I may as well think that hitting myself in the face is a reward. He says, adding that for his next celebration, he'll treat himself to a massage or a quiet day with a book. He attributes his remarkable success to two factors, that his decision to commit 100% with the working out, eating right isn't an extra thing I do. I told myself, I'm going to make this part of my job. And then, of course, having his fiance and this 5-year-old kid as part of his team to help him through it. Meanwhile, one of the brothers pictured in the picture that's in here died at 64. Now, Drew's father had died, I think he said, very young. I thought like in his 40s even, of heart disease. And so I always thought I was going to die before I was 60. But his father died of a heart attack in his 40s, yeah. So he never thought he was going to make it to 60. But one of these brothers died, and at the funeral, the other brother had already gone on a...
has arrived.
They were not going to be in that coffin at this young age. And they have a tale here of two diets. His overhaul of his fat, sugar-fueled diet, and the other one where he eats healthy before and after. So that comment, eating crappy food is not a reward, it's a punishment, really hit me. It's a punishment in so many respects. Anyone have any comments?
That's great.
Yeah, I know when you said that, I said, boy, that is quite a statement.
It's a psychological and a physical.
Yeah. Did you hear on the news about welfare, about food stamps and people that are on food stamps? The government might be putting into law that they won't be able to buy like soda, tonics,
and junk food.
Wow.
Because of the high rise on people that are obese that are on welfare or food stamps.
I thought this was New York State.
Really?
Well,
I just caught the middle of it. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God! And the statistics of how many? I mean, what was it, like 84% or something like that? It was quite high of people that are you know, lower income are on food stamps because they're not purchasing healthy foods. They're buying junk food. Yeah.
Oh, so they think.
Well, so they think. They need food that they think is going to fill them up, but it doesn't, you know.
Right.
I mean, it only makes them want to eat more, I know.
On Dr. Oz this morning, by the way, he started off by saying that the corn industry, the farmers, would want to change the name of high fructose corn syrup to corn sugar. But the commercial that goes to say, you know, it's just sugar to your body. Your body doesn't know the difference, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I've heard that.
Oh, okay.
I've heard the commercials. They are disgusting.
Well, this was a big thing on Dr. Oz, and I did not watch the whole thing, but you can imagine how the impact. And he has a psychologist, I think he is, on there, who said, you know, for the next 5 years, people will remember that they just changed the name. 10 years down the road, they won't.
Yeah.
They'll have a bigger impact then. You know, people are, the reason they want to do this is because the consumption of high fructose corn syrup is the lowest it's been. People finally got smart and are avoiding it because there's so much out there. But if they change the name, you know. Go ahead, Charles, your call.
Oh, thank you. I was sitting waiting on the other line, I thought. Why am I the only one here?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what line I was on.
Okay. Are you back home?
Yes. Wait.
Has arrived.
At an early morning appointment. Family from Texas, so yeah. I'll catch up this afternoon a little bit anyway. I just couldn't not unpack. I had to get to the bottom and get my vitamins.
Oh,
they were deep. Oh, that was. Where did you get this information? That you
this is on the Parade magazine that we get in our Sunday newspaper from September 26th. Finally got to read it yesterday.
And what was the date on it?
February 26th. September
26th. Oh.
Yes, I'm way ahead. September 26th at 10, a couple weeks ago. I got behind in all this.
Okay, that's
probably good. Can pick it up under www.cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer again. Interesting article, though, and, you know, it's the kind of thing. I'm sure people will be watching him now. His goal was to get rid of 100 pounds by November whatever coming up, and I, you know, he looks really good. With 77 off.
Can imagine.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is, and he looks, you know, he looks terrific. There are pictures across the bottom showing. And he said, you know, if you all of a sudden woke up and were 50 pounds heavier, you'd do something about it. But it creeps up so slowly, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know, it's just there. And so you buy the next size clothes, you know, and I think it's just insidious that way. And then there was also something on Oz about they're finding that a virus with overweight children, that a larger percentage of overweight children had this virus, I guess, in their blood than normal weight children. And they're thinking that it might be related to them gaining weight. And he showed it by putting marshmallows in a nuke, and what happens to marshmallows when they get hot, they swell up, which is the same thing that happens to the fat cells with this virus in their body, they're saying, possibly.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with that, I mean, the diet, and you know that the immune system has to be suppressed. when it's, like you said, just crap going in, it can't function at a healthy level. There's no way it can, even if they maybe don't have, I've found a lot of people that, you know, that are overweight aren't necessarily subject to colds any more often. In fact, I've seen some that just boast of being, you know, never having a cold or getting the flu, which I don't understand, obviously. But, you know, they're hit in many other ways. And just thinking about how the body could act as far as healthy cells actually can't be like someone that's feeding their body the way it's supposed to be fed. So it would only make sense that there would be a different character makeup to what's going on at their cellular level. So to carry some kind of a, you know, a different marker wouldn't be beyond common sense.
Mm-hmm. The psychologist was concerned that if people get aware of this, that children or others will avoid people who are overweight, which they may or may not do anyway.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be
the fear of getting the virus.
I wouldn't think it would be contagious.
I don't know.
I mean, if that is the way it is caused, you know, from that, a reaction from how we feed our body.
I don't know.
What was it that I was just, oh, we went in, we stopped partway back, went into a restaurant in a little town not very far off Interstate 5. I had actually thought of getting onto Interstate 5 to be more choices, and usually there's just no, I mean, these little ones and these really nothing but way stops, and, you know, one's called Roadkill, and that's just, I mean, just, I wouldn't expect to find a whole lot of choices. And we went in, we sat down, and this really friendly gal came over and, you know, started the service. Noticed there was only one person, not, you know, a person doing the drinks and then another waitress coming to take the order like there are in larger places. And anyway, got into a lot of conversation very quickly. And I said, Denny looked at something, and his eyes fell on a vegetarian enchilada, which is, did I already say Mexican? It was Mexican. Anyway, which is kind of unusual to be the first thing that you see that might be, you know, cleaner to eat. It's usually a burrito that they can put together easily. But anyway, it was an enchilada, and so we split, and it was on a combination plate at that. It wasn't just a side. We split that with the rice and beans and ordered a side salad, which was pretty simple, and it was iceberg lettuce, but at least it had tomatoes and olives on it, which was kind of unusual. I don't necessarily get olives on a side salad in a Mexican restaurant. Spice olives. So anyway, got into conversation rather quickly as we were going through the dinner because we didn't want to take any time, and come to find out she was the owner. She had been in food service from the time she was 18, and she had owned this restaurant for 8.5 years. And I said, what else? Because we had already turned the menus back in. I said, what else do you have that you fix that's vegetarian? And she said, oh, a lot on there. She says, I'm vegetarian. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. And so she says, I haven't eaten any animal for years. And she says, and I don't eat cheese, and I don't eat dairy, and I don't eat, what else did she say? Anyway, and I said, well, I would guess that you actually could call yourself a vegan. And she looked at me and she goes, yeah, as a matter of fact, I guess I could. You know, I was absolutely amazed, and I said, can I make a suggestion that you have a category that says vegetarian/vegan? I said, well, the other part of the story was she works, she was proud of the fact that she only takes 4 days off a year. She said,
whoa.
For the first think it was 4 years. Yeah, for 4 years he never stayed off, ever. And he says, I hear it 7 in the morning till at least 10 at night. And she had raised 2 children that were now all out of the house. And she had a wedding ring on. And she, I would start the conversation. She came over and she grabbed my hand and she turned my ring to look close at my ring. I've never had anybody in a restaurant ever do that that was serving us. And just extremely friendly. So anyway, we just talked off and on. She kept coming back to the table and I asked her what her hobby was. And she says, watching baseball games. And she pointed up to the big screen that was just opposite us, and we weren't paying any attention to it. I mean, I knew there was a ball game on. I didn't even know that. Not into spectator sports, especially on TV. Plus, my grandkids are playing. So anyway, we had this incredible conversation, and Denny said before we left, I was going into the restroom, and she said, honey, she's got a band around her arm. And I said, really, how could I not notice it? Well, it was a narrow one, and it was over her long sleeve, like a T-shirt type thing, because it was fitted. And she was very small, a little bit. No, I guess they said she was the same size I was. So anyway, we had this great conversation. I says, well, I just know where to come back. I had already collected 2 menus, one for down at the house, because this is just a normal way back across to the inland to into I-5. And I said, told her what I wanted, and I said, we definitely would be back, because there's not many stops at all along on this road, and if you get off the main drag, you're going to wait till you get cleared over to the coastal highway. And so anyway, she was, thought that was great. She was, liking the idea of the referral. So she, anyway, I threw out the idea that I was not going to say anything about her arm. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, we've had such incredible service. It's just not fair to not address it. So I went up to her while she was near the cash register before we left. And I said, Danny, just stay there for a second. I went up to her and I said, can I ask why? Because some people wear bands on it just below the elbow because of balancing dishes.
Mary Lou has left the conference.
They serve the plate very hot in there, of course, and like they do in most Mexican restaurants. So I asked her, I said, can I ask why you're wearing the band? And she goes, she says, I don't know what I did to my arm, but she says, from my wrist to my shoulder, it has just been killing me. And she was, kind of boastful about the fact that she was in good shape because of the way she ate. And she made the statement. She says, you are what you eat, to me. And was totally oblivious to Dr. Oz or anything like that, because I even mentioned that at one point. I mean, she'd heard of him, but, not, doesn't see the program. And so, anyway, we talked a little bit further, and I said, she took her band off, and there it was kind of a rubber material, plastic. It looked like a gel material on the inside for a pad that was about maybe 2 inches long and an inch and a quarter wide, oval, that had little bumps on it, like pressure. I said pressure point bumps, but they were so soft, they wouldn't give a whole lot of impact to anything that they touched. And she said, yes, my husband gave this to me and said that if I wore it in a week, I'd be much better. He was sure. And I said, well, I've got something you can leave that on, and if you will promise me you will use it, I actually will give it to you. And so I got into my purse and pulled out 2 power patches. I said, can you find the most sensitive places on your arm that you feel are, contributing to this? And she says, I sure can. And I said, so you will put them on? She says, I'll put them on early in the morning. And I said, no, actually, I want you to put them on tonight before you go to bed. And then I mentioned that, the healing would take place over your sleep pattern or during your sleep. And she was very, very grateful. And I said, I want to check back with you. And I got to thinking about how much I had emphasized referrals and letting people know on their trek across to the main highway, which is where most of them are going to go. that this would be such a great place for them to stop. And she says, we do have great food. And she had put together all the recipes, she said. So anyway, after I got out in the car, I thought Denny and I were just kind of talking about a follow-up on it. And I said, you know, he said to me, he says, an easy thing to say was, I know you can't pay me for referrals, but you know what? Since you got results with that, I can pay you for referrals. And I asked her, I said, I used to have, or told her, I said, I used to have a restaurant, but you know what? I found I really love to travel. And she goes, her eyes lit, and she says, so do I. And I will travel. And I said, when will that take place? She's 50 years old, by the way. I said, when will that take place? And she says, probably in about 30-plus years. But that was her personality, and the other people that were in there knew her on a first-name basis. Her name was Sandy. And I go, what an incredible climax for us to the 2 days that we got to spend at the coast that were absolutely beautiful with another couple in our business. I'm going, and then touch bases with some of the people that we had started with, contacts, which didn't go a long ways. So I guess with one that we hadn't had contact with for or seen for probably at least 2-3 years, the Gellis, wanted to buy our house, and I thought she was down there, and I thought she was a realtor. And that we figured out was, let's see, 12 years. That was 6 years ago. And I'm on the call. But anyway, it was fun, and it was just really interesting. And I did make a suggestion. I made a suggestion about putting that category on the menu. And so I got her name, and of course, got the phone number where she is, and the email, and so on. And we'll see what happens. Just pray and she gets some dramatic results with the arm. Even though, you know, I'll just say, well, I guess the two work well together. I can't take credit for what part, but I know how our products work. So that was the conclusion to our trip.
I have a question.
For sure.
You keep the power patches in your purse?
I do.
Do you have credit cards in your purse?
Do I have what?
Credit cards in your purse?
Yeah, I've got the credit cards on the outside pocket, and I have them on the opposite side. But I've had so little trouble with the magnets, even as strong as those little suckers are. But I've never had any problem with it.
I'm just afraid to do that.
No, I haven't had any problem either. I do that too.
In your purse?
Yeah.
And they haven't touched, and they're near your credit cards.
I never know where they are.
I was going to say the same thing. Mine get moved around. I don't know where the power patches are. I know where my credit cards are.
That's what I mean, too.
They all move around in the purse.
I
carry power patches in my billfold with my credit cards.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm petrified to do that. Okay.
I even have Magboys in my purse, so
I'm afraid to do that, too.
And I have Magboys in my purse.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've grown to a very, very small purse, very small purse. It's almost just a little bigger than 5 by 8.5, half a fold of paper, a little bit bigger than that, but definitely thick, very thick with everything I try and cram in, just to force me to empty it more often and also get rid of the stress on my shoulder, which I know is bad. So, I will, sometimes carry another bag that I hold on to and move from side to side, but not over my shoulder anymore. And, never had a problem.
Okay.
With that. So
we're all going to be responsible for it.
I like having the power patches really handy, and I'm getting more into doing that. In fact, I did it with a gal that I hadn't seen for some time. I pulled two out, and I said, you need these on your knees. She had all the products. When we walked out of the restaurant, she was limping. And I said, I can't believe you're limping that bad. Did it stiffen up on you or something? She goes, no, the cartilage is gone, Char. I need surgery. She's probably 55. And I said, no. You have got to get back on these products. She'd bought them for her father, and he passed away. And she'd gone through a divorce and all kinds of things, living in two different houses back and forth, one on the coast and then one about 2 hours away. And she says, well, fortunately, all the products are down here at my beach house. So she says, I'm going to pull them out tonight and get on them. And she did, and we saw her yesterday morning. It was the night before class, and we saw her yesterday morning. She says, you know, I slept amazingly well, but I have a question for you. In fact, she called me just after I dropped off a knee wrap for her. She called me and said, I've got a question. I've got this heating pad on my bed because, you know, now that I'm alone, she says, I am really cold. So I think there's something about not having electrical that I remember hearing about with the magnet. I said, you're so right. It's a different energy, a negative energy. Anyway, so, you know, people forget. They start, they look at things, and I wonder how many more people in the United States have Nikan products in their closet, in their cupboards, in their drawers that aren't getting regular use. So,
one other question. Has anybody sent a CD to somebody and enclosed a power patch with it? I'm afraid to do that also.
I have done that, yes.
Really?
I've done it with flexes and insoles and everything else. I do put them on the opposite side, or if there's a corner that doesn't, you know, lay right on top of it, especially with power patches, it would be easy just to tape them on the inside, you know, so it wasn't right against it. But, yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
I used to send them separately, and I quit doing it, and I've never had anybody say that, you know, it didn't run or didn't work. So, I know we're over time, guys. And I've got to get ready to go. So, last-minute thought or question since I was so late. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Oh, I was late, too. I was listening to everybody else just go on, and they were doing a really good job.
Oh, well, I missed something good.
Nancy, did you... Oh, Nancy?
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you hear me... Mary Lou wanted that a flyer that I was talking about, the water...
Yeah.
So I'm going to send it to you, and you can send it down.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
I sent it before, but she apparently didn't get it.
Well, thank you, guys. Have an absolutely incredible weekend. I can't remember who Vance... Is it Dan Kaiser, or... I can't remember who Vance is interviewing tomorrow, but...
Don Kaiser?
Pardon?
Don Kaiser?
Okay, that's what I... Oh, Don, yeah, thank you, Steve. And how's Carol doing?
Carol's doing good.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, she's found some stuff last night that might help her some more, so...
Oh, good.
We'll keep going at it.
Okay, great.
I reported yesterday that she was down a little bit after we'd used the palm mag all night, but last night it was... laboring like it was on its last leg, so we didn't want to leave it running all night again. I need to take it apart and lubricate it, I think. You just can't run them as hard as we run them. We just wear them out within just a few couple months, and then they're destroyed. Got to start over again. So
now I never turn the speed up on them. I just leave them, huh? Do you turn the speed up on yours, Steve?
Well, we have in the past, but this time we've been using it, you know, low, so it doesn't... It's one of the real, real...
You're cutting out bad. I still see great results just running it at the way it comes on, whatever it's, you know, the middle...
Has left the conference.
Just a thought. So anyway, I need to run, too. And we're back on Monday.
Thanks, Char. Bye-bye.
Have a super weekend. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.